It was probably only a matter of time before we got a live-streamed presidential campaign. That's what Kentucky Senator Rand Paul did earlier this week, broadcasting the bulk of his day campaigning in Iowa on his website. Scott Detrow has more on what Paul's campaign called Rand Live.
Rand Live offered all the excitement of a long car trip. See Rand Paul in the back seat of an SUV checking his email.
Didn't we play this at CPAC one year?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is your entrance song.
See him play DJ.
Remember when MTV had music on?
See him do phone interviews with reporters.
Hey, Patrick, I have to inform you, you're being live streamed, so be careful what you say.
There were speeches and events, too, but a large chunk of what the Paul campaign broadcast via Ustream was just the nuts and bolts of life on the campaign trail. Tired small talk over coffee and orange juice in a generic hotel lobby. Empty conference rooms. A visit to the Windy Baseball Diamond, where Field of Dreams was filmed.
Was it all just the White Sox playing during the movie, or was Hannes
now
Wagner?
Now we're all trying to remember the movie.
Yeah, was Hannes Wagner in the game?
Paul campaign spokesman Sergio Gore says they view the live stream as an extension of what the campaign is already doing, aggressively embracing new platforms like Vine, Periscope, and Snapchat, which all come with the promise of behind-the-scenes access.
This was a way for us to take people along for the ride with us to see what a typical day on the campaign trail entails.
I mean, I was seeing how exhausted Rand Paul looked.
AJ Schnock is a documentary filmmaker. He knows all about life on the campaign trail in Iowa. One of his films focuses on the 2012 caucus. Schnock is a little hesitant about the current You Are There trend in technology. Because as raw as Periscope feeds and Snapchat snaps claim to be, there's still a lot of production going on.
It's the appearance of giving more access, but the reality is they also control the on and off switch, and it's still being seen through the filter of what the campaign wants you to see.
But Schnock acknowledges this one was a bit different. Even though there were some gaps in the Paul livestream, the whole thing did come across pretty unfiltered. Toward the end of the day, Paul answered hostile questions from Twitter users that campaign staffers put in front of him as a gag. He used the kind of language you don't usually hear from a presidential candidate.
Is Rand Paul still running for president? And I don't know, wouldn't be doing this dumbass live streaming if I weren't. So,
yes, the campaign says it was a joke, that you have to think about Paul's sarcastic sense of humor. But Schnock says it shows the risk that campaigns take when they really do go for the true unfiltered approach.
You know, I think there's a fine line between looking really tired and looking like you're not really interested in campaigning at all.
Paul's campaign says the stunt brought more traffic to its website than any day since the first Republican debate. And they're embracing the bumps, like Paul's blunt comment. In fact, in the true spirit of the web, the campaign has now turned that description into a T-shirt you can buy on Rand Paul's website. Scott Detrow, NPR News.